Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
First, we'll just run through all the sports from yesterday and last night, just because it was the national champ. I know it wasn't a great tournament, but the Florida Gators, national champion.
Florida now down three with the basketball. Trying to draw even. Clayton dribbling on the logo. A little shot fake, drives left side of the lane, all the way to the rim. Count the bucket and the foul. Walter Clayton Jr., his first field goal comes on a rack attack.
And that was Westwood One NCAA Radio. That essentially completed the comeback from 12 down in the second half. All of his 11 points, meaning Clayton, come in the second, and Florida beats Houston. They hold on late 65-63. Houston had the trouble with that last possession. Here was Todd Golden, the Gators head coach on CBS. We got it done. That's the way we play.
We did what we did all year. We stayed the course. We have the best backcourt in America. I think we have the best frontcourt in America. And like we've done all year, we made plays when we needed the most.
And they did. Clayton on CBS as we battled.
Man, we've been saying it all year, man. Our motto is, we all can go, man. We got a team full of guys that could go. It ain't just about me. We got multiple guys on this go that could go get a bucket and do anything. So my team held me down until I was able to put the ball in the basket. Shout out to them boys.
And that's I'll tell you what, Jerry, have you ever seen a game end like that where, you know,
I've seen that play happen before where a guy goes up and doesn't shoot it. In the final seconds.
I mean, that is some way to end a game.
That's rough.
You talk about so you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I want to see them get a shot off because I want to see if somebody can make it. Maybe it's a three-pointer. Maybe they win the game. And the ball doesn't even get off.
Correct.
You can't get the shot off, which was amazing.
Here was Kelvin Sampson 48 hours ago feeling pretty good. Not so much after this.
Two great teams, two tough teams. You know, we lost by 2 points. They made one more play than we did tonight.
Well, this is true. Now, the in-game interview on CBS with Kelvin Sampson drew some, I guess you would say, raised some eyebrows, if you will.
It's nerves. It's championship night. It's in the middle of the January against Sasquatch State.
Which Ian Eagle and Bill Raftery said.
What conference is Sasquatch State in?
Bert, I was 5-0 against Sasquatch.
But I had some fun with that along the way. Also having some fun, I think this was a Capital One event, I'm pretty sure.
Of course it is.
Here was Charles Barkley to the crowd.
Thank you. And yes, y'all got some big bitches here.
Yeah! Oh, he loves that. And I love that he loves that. That whole San Antonio women thing
yeah.
He got in trouble with. When he didn't care, he got in trouble with.
And still doesn't care.
Yeah. Man, them big old women in San Antonio eating them churros. People want me to apologize about saying San Antonio women big. I ain't apologizing. Y'all big. Eating them damn churros for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Thank you. And yes, y'all got some big bitches here.
I mean, by the way, big nose big.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
what's this?
Big nose big.
Well, he's a big guy.
And
he's
big.
Yeah.
Yes, that is very true. Quickly, the NBA got the Knicks and Celtics tonight, and the Nets face the Pelicans. All right, we get to the baseball from yesterday. Citi Field last night. We will start with the Mets and the Marlins.
Pitch.
Line in the air, left center field, and deep out toward the wall. It is a one-hopper off the fence. Lindor rounds third. He's heading home. Cutoff throw to the plate is not in time. Lindor slides in feet first safely. Juan Soto goes to the gap in left center field.
And it was 1-0 Mets. Keith Rad, Mets Odyssey Radio. How about the push bunt from Lindor? Kind of setting things up, which was kind of cool. He had himself a nice night.
Coming Mets back. He's coming back to life offensively.
He is. Mets win 2-0. They had a good start of five innings from Kodai Senga, but the bullpen of Young, Buto, and Stanek combined for four scoreless to close it out.
I was just going to say, in regards to Lindor, if he's going to do what he's doing here at home, that's the way a leadoff hitter and batter basically puts pressure on the defense. You get on base, or maybe you take an extra base like he did on the first hit, when they came home in the home opener. But I would just say, like, if you can play like that offensively, you put so much pressure on everybody.
And how about Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, a combined 7-for-11?
We need hits and running with runners in scoring position, Jerry.
Well, that is very true, but right now they've won 5 in a row, and they are 7-3, and yes, they move that game up to 4-10 this afternoon. First
Why not
pitch.
3-10?
Not sure.
Why not 1-30?
I don't know. Sure about that either.
We want to get as many people in the building as you can.
Why are they doing it?
I think because of the winds tonight.
Yeah, temperature, winds.
Temperature's not great, but I think the wind's 25 miles an hour, which is going to make it tough.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very uncomfortable.
I would think so.
Winter-like, right?
Yeah, winter weather in the spring. Yeah. Yeah, sucks. Maybe you just can't let go of that, can you? We're going to get a chilly day in June. You know, it's still winter. No, it's not numbnut. It's June.
Wow. Jesus.
I mean, that face.
You have to just relax, Captain Sunshine.
I'm very relaxed.
I mean, all I'm saying is that it's cold and it's windy.
And I hear you.
And it's very winter-like, and I saw snow in Detroit yesterday.
It's April 8th. So did I. I did watch the second inning. It was coming down. It was flurries, but it looked like snow.
When you saw snow yesterday, what did you think of?
I said that baseball touches all four seasons. That's what
right.
I thought.
So meaning that it was winter.
Yeah.
It's not winter. It's
spring. The face that Jerry made when he was impersonating what he thinks you're going to sound like in June was... Man, I would be offended if I were you. He
looked like a squirrel.
Yeah, I know. He scrunched his face together.
Oh, I guess it's winter.
And then he said, no, it's not numb nuts. I mean, that was an attack.
It was attack.
Well, because I constantly get attacked. Hey, you know, it's 41 degrees. It's more like winter.
Yeah, first of all, I don't talk like that. That's how you talk.
I don't talk like that at all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that impression is. I'm not sure.
Hey, you look like you're dressed up like golf. You going to hit yourself in the face with a golf ball tonight? That'd be hilarious. Maybe you'll die.
Man, Jerry, you have some internal issues that you have to get through. Oh, by the way, I asked these guys, you ever send junk pics to Kim?
No. God, no.
No.
It's the last thing she wants to see. This is my vomit. I don't think so. Okay. So nice spring-like weather in Detroit yesterday, where the Yankees wound up losing to the Tigers.
That now, was snow, right?
Yeah. It was snow flurries. Yeah, 100%. Wow. And then it was beautiful sunshine in the fifth inning.
Beautiful.
Because it was 38 degrees, but, well, these things happen. So here was the at-bat to Andy Ibañez. This is two batters after Carlos Rodon. It must be fair. He did strike out the guy, which they called ball four. Yeah. Then he strikes out the next guy. Inning should have been over. It wasn't, and then this happened.
Spent some time with the Rangers. His pitch swung on, hit down the left field line. That is trouble. That is gone. Andy Ibañez reached down and got it and hooked it and got it just over the second fence out there for a three-run homer, and Detroit jumps out in front.
That's Dave Sims right here on the fan. The Yankees fall to the Tigers 6-2. Justin Henry Molloy, a two-run single in the fifth. Both times, too, and I know the umpire was dreadful, but both times set up with walks as well, and a bad error by Cabrera. Was it Cabrera or Peraza at third? I think it was Cabrera at third. He just butchered a ground ball. Here was Rodon. Yeah, bad pitch to Ibañez for sure.
Yeah, it was a changeup. I pulled down and in, and, you know, it's like a no-no zone to him. So he made a good swing of force and put him up three runs. So the ball was supposed to be down and away for Chase, and just did not execute that pitch.
And in terms of the missed strike three call, it was Ryan Friedler that would have been the strikeout.
Obviously frustrated with the call, but it was called a ball and it was a walk, so I tried to move on quickly, and I don't think that was, I wouldn't say that affected me. I mean, obviously it's in the back of my head. Obviously I want that pitch called a strike.
Sure, but he did strike out the next guy on like four pitches.
I mean, it's amazing. They needed him to go six innings at least. He did that. He threw 103 pitches in that weather.
Yeah.
And he doesn't wear an undershirt.
Nope.
Which is crazy.
Looked like David Wells out there.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of weird to me.
You know why? It's April 7th.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.